3, 2, 1, welcome back.
Welcome back to the Leader Podcast.
Cheers. Who's got coffee? Or maybe like not coffee, but who's got something in their cup?
Yeah,
him, both, neither.
Leave it in the comments.
Let us know.
Because I don't even know.
Comment down below. Bro, let's do Leader Shout Out Roulette.
Leader Shout Out.
Which, if you didn't know, there's a whole like graphic and sound effect for you to add when you do the edit.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah, I've showed you this before.
Oh.
Gosh.
Wait, what?
This guy.
I don't think I've put that in once.
I know you haven't.
Yeah.
I told you it exists, though. And you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
That was like an in one ear, out the other moment.
My bad. My bad.
But anyway, today we're going to the people whose names are in here not only get a shout out,
okay,
get something from us in the Leader Workroom.
Nice. Something that I decide.
Yeah,
now,
let's
right?
Let's get them a book.
Oh.
Let's get them the Knowing Him devotional.
Oh, dude, that thing is awesome.
It's
I love
devotional,
that devotional.
Right?
Yeah, no, oh my goodness.
Okay, so like tell the people, like when I told you I wanted you to do a devotional, in your head you were like, oh, okay, here's another devotional.
Yeah, I will not lie. I mean, the number of devotionals I feel like I've done that have been just like...
you're like, I've paid my devotional dues.
Yeah, and not that there's anything wrong with devotionals. If that's your preferred method of like doing that thing, like, great. But like for me, they all kind of like have the same vibe. I'm not always they don't always compel me to want to get back into it. This one though is legit. Like I am loving it so far. It is kind of long. It's like 50 days or so.
Yeah,
but
so it's like about
50 days
two-ish
of worth
months.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, I don't think you have to do every day.
Right.
Like,
no,
you
no,
could
no.
break
you
it up.
To,
there's like a
sure.
digging deeper section, so you could like save that for like the next day if you wanted to. But
yeah.
It's a chronological journey through the life of Christ,
it's
which
really
our
cool.
church is all about. So it'll also help you like kind of see a little bit of like the glimpse of like why we do what we do and think what we think and believe what we believe as a church fundamentally, holistically.
For sure. And so, a lot of it is like, we talk about the pathway here a lot, you know, explore, connect, grow, multiply.
Ever heard
and
of it?
And they might not use like that terminology. That's kind of Cross Creek branding, but it's the same principles,
same
though.
Thing.
Same four-ish steps.
So the people whose names are in here are people who have already RSVP'd for the upcoming September Leader Lunch.
Yes or no, or just the yeses?
The yes and no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both
gotcha.
Both yes and no, so that they've given us an RSVP, which, shout out, we had like two people who didn't
shout
last month.
Out.
Brent Sinclair, who basically told us, I'm never looking at GroupMe in my life. And John Hodgkiss, who didn't know his iTunes password to download the GroupMe app. So I feel like that's pretty good.
That's
like
pretty good.
That's it. That's all who didn't.
However,
this month, little more pendings.
Yeah.
So far. We're going to send the hounds after you.
Absolutely. Me and Kaylee are coming after
coming
you.
Coming for
like
you.
Crazy.
But the winner of the 50 Days to Knowing Him plus Leader Shout Out Roulette goes to... Sarah Walker.
Sarah Walker. Congratulations.
Hey. So here's my shout out, Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, you texted, and I love you and your group and your guys's like preparedness,
because
she's like I'm out of town all these like days, and she's like I'm trying to set a record for the world's worst connect group attendance is what she said in her text, and she's like sending me all these dates, and it made it sound like we were gonna have to find a sub for them for like 3 weeks in a row or something.
Oh, dang.
And I was like, hold on a minute. So I went back and I reread the text, and I was like, oh no, like they got coverage for one of them. So only two. So I was like, you know, thanks for letting me know. No problem. Can you please just like let us know on the email, like the schedule request thing?
Okay. Yeah.
And she's like, I already did. Like, of course. She's Sarah freaking Walker.
Yeah.
And she's
That's
like,
awesome.
I'm just letting you know here, which again, thank you. Because you can let us know via the email thing, but then Kaylee has to tell me, and then we have to kind of like funnel it into like, you know, figuring out who's going to try and secure subs. But then this part, I was like, so thank you for letting me know. Thanks for doing that already. Like you're already on top of it. So if I'm reading your text right, we need subs for these two days in September. She said, no, just one. Like she literally had it all like mapped out, and she was apologizing for like all the like weeks she was missing, and ultimately only asking
only
for
one,
one
only
week.
One sub.
So get yourself someone on your team who is prepared and as into it for as Sarah Walker is.
No, that's awesome, Sarah. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. Yeah, that's so huge W.
Yes. Now, that's W.
Oh.
On Wisconsin.
All I saw was the fingers.
It's
the
thing
I was
that
like,
the team in the Midwest that I cheer for, by the way, they're playing Alabama this upcoming week.
L.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
What's your score prediction? I'm curious.
Oh, like 44-12 or something.
All right. If you get that right, if you're dead on, do you get
you'll
a prize?
You'll know. You'll know because by the time this episode drops.
This will be like 10 days after.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you get a prize if you're that
sure,
on?
Sure. Give me a prize.
All right.
You give me a prize.
What do you want?
I don't know.
You
make
know,
it up.
If he gets that 44-12.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
If Wisconsin wins 44-12 too, that counts as well.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. Yeah. Okay. So if the final score results either team 44-12, I will take you to a Dallas Mavericks versus Thunder game in Oklahoma City.
Hey. Okay. All right. Bet.
Sound good?
Yeah. So anyway, today we're talking about community for you. So last week we talked about community for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the thing that is tricky is when you're a connect group leader, when you're on staff, like what we're doing on Wednesdays and Sundays is we're helping facilitate a good environment and a good experience for students to like experience community, find friends, like all the things that we talked about in the last episode. Go check it out if you didn't see that. But what is tricky is like we also still need community.
Yeah, for sure.
And which is why like some of our team only serves 2 Sundays a month.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're choosing to go to connect group for themselves in those off weeks.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Or like their, you know, safety and they serve for like the first little bit and then they dip out. Why? They're going to service. They're going to like connect group. Like they're filling up their own cup. But then there becomes a spot. And this is the tricky thing on the pathway. So chair 2 of our pathway, and Sarah's going to know this real well, because of the devotional.
Yeah.
But chair 2 of the pathway is connect, and that's like pouring in and like you kind of like finding friends and whatever.
Yeah.
Chair 3 is chair of serving, suffering, and sacrifice. And a sacrifice at Cross Creek, unless you choose to go all 3 services, which is a sacrifice itself. Exactly. or if you're like, you're going to come to a couple services, you're probably going to choose the sermon, and then you're probably going to choose either serving or connect group. And those of you who have opted into being weekly leaders that don't go to all 3 services, you don't have your own version of connect group. And so the question is, where are you getting that?
Yeah.
And so in some cases, maybe you do add on a 3rd service and you just run the gauntlet and complete the Sunday morning trifecta.
Yeah, which props to you.
Which is what we do, but we're paid to be here.
Yeah, for real.
or you are finding community elsewhere, off, you know, maybe you have a group, a men's group.
My connect group meets on Monday nights.
The only connect group.
The only one.
The only formal connect group. Because I'm sure there's like Bible studies and stuff like that. That
absolutely.
Meet, not on Sunday morning, but they're not considered a quote connect group. And your group has a lot of worship.
Worship, people. Yeah, we've got, it's me. John Mark is in it.
Yeah.
Austin and James, who's our
the
music
same
director, is in
why
it. Yeah, because they can't even do anything.
Exactly.
Like they are up for all
so
3
they
services.
They got to figure out an alternative. And then, and some of this is, it's not black and white either or. Mm-hmm. It's like a combination of all of these things. Because another option is like, we try to make our, and I'll let you guys know this, like our focus for this year for our leader lunches is community. So we put you in huddles last lunch, and this upcoming one, we're going to put you back in those exact same ones.
Yep.
We want to try and just like continue to reinforce that. And I get it, it's only a month at a time. And so, you know, there might not be as much, you know, community and those relationships. It may take just a little bit longer because you're only interacting once a month. But like, that's another option. But in some way, shape or form, like there has to be, if you've stepped into that 3rd chair and you're willing to sacrifice, you're willing to suffer, like Jesus' disciples never did that in a vacuum. Like they did that in community with each other.
Yeah, even when they were sent out, they're sent out in pairs.
In pairs,
yeah.
In close proximity to one another. And so just know that like, This is something that is not lost on me. And so if you're in this boat, thank you.
Yeah.
And second, like we're in the beginning process and thinking phase of figuring out what this might and could look like for some of our volunteers. Like I sat with Craig last week, and he talked about like the importance of community for our small group leaders who are serving every single week. And so I'll just say this, like, this is a blanket like offer. Like, if you're in that boat, you're looking to potentially find something, and we're going to talk about this in some future episodes, just reach out, shoot me a text. Yeah. Let me know if you're like, hey, I would be open to exploring a group that meets on Monday night, or a group that meets another day of the week, or, mm-hmm. you know, some sort of stuff like that. And we'll see what we can do as a team. Because again, it's not lost on me, the sacrifice that's made. And so thank you for helping students have these relationships, but know that like we value them for you as an adult as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Anything to add?
No, I don't really have anything to add.
Story time?
That's all great. Yeah, story time. So Eli, who is our new intern, not new intern, he has been our intern before.
It's the sequel.
It's the Eli 2.0.
Eli the remix.
Well, so he's back and he's better than ever. And so
not at basketball, but in every other way.
Stop. All I can think about is Peyton Watson right
now. Oh, man.
That's an inside joke. But if you don't know who Peyton Watson is.
If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
He plays for the Nuggets.
Look it up.
Yeah. Anyways.
There will be a picture on screen.
Okay, I'll put that in. So Eli was standing there talking to a student, like, I think before a Wednesday, or I don't know if it was a Wednesday or a Sunday, but
before
a service.
Yeah.
And so they're standing there and they're talking, and this student, one of his friends, who is, by the way, sitting like 5 feet away from him on a couch, like just right there, sends him a text and says, "Where are you?" And Eli is like, "Bro, why is he asking you that?" And the kid's like, "Because
they
don't
know. Can see him. Like,
yeah, they're
right
literally
there.
5 feet away, clear sight. Like, there's nothing in the way." 30 seconds later, he gets another text from this kid. Is like, "Bro, where are you? Are you at
church
yet?
Yeah.
Like, are you coming?" And the kid's like, I'm not even going to respond to that." Another 30 seconds go by and he gets a phone call. He's like, "I am not picking up the phone. The kid's right there." And like, I think they're just sitting there kind of like expecting the kid to at some point look up and be like, "Oh, he's right there."
There he is.
But he never does. So Eli and this other student, they walk up to the kid and they're like, "Hey, how are you doing?" And the kid's like,
Oh, I didn't see you.
I didn't see you.
Yeah.
So
love it.
Just gotta love these students, you know, all on their phones,
yep,
all the
love
time.
Teenagers.
You know, yeah.
You ready to crash land this thing?
Let's crash land
it. Get out of here.
Adios.
Bye, guys.
Bye.